Hi guys, welcome to an episode of Champion Chat 360 that's going to be set up just a tiny bit different. What we're going to do today is we're going to start with Danica and I talking about her show, and then I'm going to add in my day before show where I just did a little bit of a quick 10 minute or so chat, and then the day after I just kind of talk to you slash myself in the car on the way to Danica's show. So I hope you like it. It's a little something different, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. It's a big one today. Well, it's going to be a kind of like a two-parter. You're going to hear Danica's part, and you're going to hear me rambling to myself. Being like, maybe I'll have Danica psychobabble me later about this too, but we'll do the psychobabbling stuff of me later. But we're going to talk about the secret assassin here. What can we name her? Miss Green instead of like Miss Peabody or whatever. She was the one prepping in the back with the protein shake. If you're a listener, you probably have seen, because you probably follow us on any of our social media, that both Danica and I did a show, but more of a whoa was Danica did a show. So today we're going to talk about Danica's prep, why Danica maybe wanted to keep it a little quiet at first, what Danica found out, how she felt, and all that stuff. So I'm going to act dumb. How did it all start?
I think that probably in the beginning of the summer, I want to say, I just had I really wanted to do a show, and I had been I think before I had Ravenna, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool to have a baby and then do a show. And then after Ravenna, I obviously took a few months just to be mommy and get back into the swing of things with work. And then I really started to kind of research some shows, kind of map out all right, what would a spring show was unrealistic for me, but a fall show wasn't, and what would that look like? What would it mean? And so I talked to the guy and I actually picked the same show that you did, but I did not know at the time. And then when you had told me, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Of course we would pick the same show. And Andrew knew, but didn't know that we didn't tell each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of giggled, thinking, well, of course, you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, I don't really want to tell people. I just want to see what happens. I just want to see if I could. Let's prep as if.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of reasons why I just wanted to prep as if. Because I did not know what post-baby mommy body would look like. And Matt also was not supportive. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? No, you are not doing this. I really had to promise him and myself, because the last experience of me prepping wasn't the prettiest experience, and prep can definitely make you moody, it can make you it's very time consuming. So he only had that experience, that most recent experience to go off of, and we've talked about my last prep before and how I lost my period for a really long time, and it just wasn't really a good place. So I made a promise to myself that my health comes first, and obviously Ravenna and Matt are priority, and if at any moment I start to fall into this negative space, I'm done. And so I gave myself a challenge, and I kind of posted this before, but I gave myself a challenge inside this big challenge and to do me. I wanted to continue coaching. I wanted to continue with my fitness director position. I didn't want anything else to fall on the back burner, and that shouldn't be on the back burner. I also felt that I didn't need the external pressure of judgment or the eye on me all the time. I kind of wanted an out. I kind of wanted, even though if I did post it and I told people on social media and I told people around me and everything, there's nothing saying that I have to stick to something. And at any moment I can say, no, I'm not doing this. But I do feel that there is this pressure that does come from social media, and I just didn't want to feel that. And I also didn't want people to question me. I feel like people will bring that up, like, if that's relevant in your life, and they're like, how's prep going? You must be so tired. Oh, my God. Like, I can't believe you're doing this. Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want that. Like, I wanted people to ask me about Ravenna. I wanted people to ask me about Matt and, like, those things in my life. And that's it. Like, I just wanted to do me. It was so different. It was eye-opening. I obviously told you, but that was helpful to have, like, somebody to chat about the whole thing with. And I told my close friend Erin, who's also a client, also my coworker. So she was here, and obviously the big guy knew too. So, yeah, it was like a big secret for a long time.
What was so different about it?
It was so different because a couple things. It was my own thing. No one knew what I was doing, so no one asked me. Like, no one made me focus on it all the time. It was just on my to-do list and my own little to-do list. I guess sometimes during prep, when people talk about it, like, yes, I have to do the same motherfucking thing all the time. Yes, I have to do cardio all the time. When people, like, you already know that, so when people are, like, reminding you of it, it gets annoying. Like, mm-hmm. I just didn't want that. But at the same time, I did miss the good job or keep kicking butt, or, like, I missed that community support because I didn't have that. So, like, I kind of had to tap into my own like motivation, and I had to motivate myself and rely on myself to get my ass to do the things that I set out to do. I didn't really have that outside community support. Initially I thought, well, I don't really need it, but mm-hmm. then towards the end I definitely missed it. Like, I missed people like saying, man, you're looking great, or how many more weeks? I'm so excited for you. You know, like, I did miss that. That was different. I guess, like, it was also different because I made that promise to Matt that I was not going to let it be known visibly. Like, I didn't want people to visibly know, like, wow, Danica's miserable, or Danica is not doing a good job as mommy, or she's just a bitch. And, like, no one knew. Matt was like, "This, I would have never known how much cardio you were doing, or that, like, you're eating the same shit every day. I would have never known because I didn't let it be known."
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I wanted to kind of test myself too, because I think sometimes it's easy to be like, well, I'm prepping, so I'm miserable. But I kept to remind myself, Matt didn't choose to do this. Like, Ravenna didn't choose to do this. My clients didn't make this choice for me. Mm-hmm. I made this choice for me to do this. And at any minute, I can say, I'm done. So they don't deserve for me to be mean to them. Like, that's not right. That's not their choice. So I really reminded myself of that all the time, that, you know, I made this choice for me. This is my decision. And it wasn't everybody else's decision, so suck it up, Buttercup, and be okay with the choice that you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, and it was cool, because, like, I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I can be positive, like, and that it really does change. It changed my perspective on things, too. Like, I was like, well, shit, like, people can go through really challenging times in their life, but, like, they're in charge of their own attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And at any minute, I could have been like, this blows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Like, it's not the most exhilarating thing sometimes. And I don't know how many TED Talks I listen to, but, like, it's not super exciting all the time. So, mm-hmm. and you get stagnant and, like, things don't change, and, you know, so there were many opportunities where I could have been like, poor, poor, poor me, and victim me, but I made a promise to myself not to do that. And so now it's kind of cool to know that your attitude really, really does influence every, you know, situation that you're in. And you ultimately do have control over your attitude and your perspective. And if you want your experience to be positive, you're in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. Even though, like, I knew that, I kind of wanted to practice what I preach to others, and that was cool to be able to do that.
One of the questions that I got a lot was, or get a lot now, is how'd you do it all, quote unquote, all?
Well, you just do it. I know that's like not what people want to hear, but you just do it. If this is what's on your plan and this is what you're supposed to be doing, you just do it, and you make it work because that's the decision that you made for yourself. I rearrange things. I'm very, very, very fortunate to work in a gym, so that was very helpful.
Was there a difference? Because one of the differences I noticed a lot was, and everyone's like, oh, it must have been so hard to prep with the baby. I don't know how you do it. Or with a kid. And I was like, actually, it was a lot easier this time around to do it with a kid because I didn't have time to think about the show. I only had time to get my shit done, kind of like what you were just saying. Like, I only had to worry about getting my workout done and getting my food in. That's the only thing that I had space in my mind for it and posing to get it done. I think a lot of the times I didn't have the extra time to scroll and to get lost in Comparisonville of social media. Do you think not telling people you compared yourself less? And then the other part of that is, did you compare yourself less to other people or the same or whatever because you had then to kind of take over your mind?
I agree that with a baby, you don't have as much time to really think about what you're doing or stress about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to do it because you have a bigger priority.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was a different organization, I didn't know who to stalk. So I didn't have anybody to compare to. Like, I was like, oh, I know the world champion, and I guess that's it. Like, I really don't know anybody in that organization, so I had no idea who to really go with or look at, and which I kind of liked because, and I also reminded myself over and over again, like, you know what you want to look like on stage and what you have looked like on stage, what you don't want to look like on stage. So, like, what do you want to bring to the stage for yourself as, like, this new body? You know, it's been 3 years since I stepped on stage. And I guess I didn't do a whole lot of comparison because I had no material, number one. And I also gave myself a little bit of possibility, I guess, because you just popped a baby out. So God only knows what's going to happen.
What did it feel like being on stage again?
I was nervous. I definitely was nervous. But when I stepped on stage, I was like, oh, I got this. I remember this feeling. And it's so much fun on stage. I do not enjoy, and it just confirmed even more for me, I don't enjoy the tanning part, the waiting part. Like, I get super anxious. I just want to get the fuck on stage. That's the part that I like. Like, I think that the anticipation, I was like, okay, all right, shit, it's Saturday. Why can't it be Sunday yet? And, like, I can't sleep the night before because I'm like, ugh, I have 4 more hours until I have to wake up, and then I have, like, 7 more hours until I'm on stage, and Jesus Christ, let's just do this. But it was fun being on stage. I definitely was nervous, but I was comfortable because I know that feeling. Like, and yeah, it was different too because I didn't know anybody. Like, but I had a client that competed with me, but that was different because I think even though at the Arnold I didn't know anybody, but like I'm used to competing next to, like, you and Heather and, you know, girls that, like, I know. And then I think to myself, well, fuck, like, I don't know anybody. This is like a new wave of people. And all the people that like I do know that I used to compete with are in mommies now. Like we are in a whole phase of our life. And so it was different. Like I was like talking backstage to girls and it was just different. It was eye opening. And okay at the same time. Like I was like, okay, like this. I'm at a new phase in my life, and that's okay. It's cool to make new friends and see new faces, and it's also cool to understand that you're 32 years old, girl, and you are just in a different part of your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next phase of it now?
So I would really, 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 really love to compete at Worlds. Was always like the plan, and I have what 10 days, and I think I always tell myself like if you're gonna do this, it was a very difficult. It was not an easy prep. This is probably I've done hard prep. This is probably the hardest prep. As far as like what my prep involves, not the outside things that like impact your prep, but as far as like the meals, the cardio regimen. Like, it was the most difficult one that I've done. So then I think to myself, well, fuck, if I'm going to do this, the most difficult one for 24 weeks, I'm going to do at least 2 shows. And I held off a little bit because I was like, let's just see the outcome of this first show to see what happens. And then let's make the decision if, like, you want to do well or not. And I still am very, like, kind of on the fence. Like, I'm still doing it. I'm still going through, like, my prep to Worlds. But there's a part of me that also is at peace with, like, knowing, okay, like, you can still make your mark in the sport that you enjoyed. And it's still fun for you, but there are other parts of you too that really need to be nurtured. And I don't think I think because I made this when the last time that I stepped off stage and I wasn't ready to kind of be done with the stage part because it wasn't my decision, it was Matt's decision. Like it was Matt telling me, I'm ready for a baby, and me being like, No, I'm not ready. And, like, I still want to compete. I still want to do shows. I'm not ready to close this part of my life yet.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me making that choice for myself. But now that I'm, like, here and I am able to make the decision for myself, it feels a little bit better. Like, I could just be like, okay, that was fun. And I can close that up and I can expand a little bit more with other parts of my life. And also, I think that having Rosanna, obviously we've talked about different perspectives and like what on like life in general, but the shows like have always been my happy place, and it was always something that brought me like really a lot of enjoyment and a lot of fun. And I see that like Rosanna has not like replace that, but she's kind of opened up this like other box for me of like joy and fun and excitement, and I'm gonna get sappy
I'm getting sappy just listening.
I think that like, you know, shows can't fill that, like when she's like saying hi to me, shows can't fill that. And when she says, like, mama, or I can't wait for her to take her first step, or, like, those things that are going to continue to, like, just continue to do, like, over and over again, she's going to amaze me, and I have a part in that, and it's so special to me, and I don't think that shows will ever be able to compare to that, and I'm okay with, like, knowing that, like, that was fun and it served a purpose in my life, but I have this amazing purpose in my life now, and God, what punishment, and I don't need a fucking medal to have that come into my life, you know? Like, those are amazing times that are present now and going to be continuing to be present for many, many, many years. And, like, the best is just yet to come. And if I can put my energy and my love into that, then I'm A-okay with that, you know? And shows can be a part of my life, like we always talk about, and I can judge and I can coach, and who the fuck knows if, you know, it was funny backstage, I don't, I forgot his name, but he does the Brattleboro show,
mm-hmm.
You know him, but he's one of the promoters.
Joel.
So Joel saw me and didn't know I was competing. He was like, oh, you're doing masters? And I was like, no. Not
wow.
So I was like, well, you know, I could always go into the master class a little later on in my life. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that what's next is it could be shows, but honestly, what's next is so much more exciting in my life with being a mommy and, you know, with Matt's profession. And yeah, it's like more thrilling and exhilarating than any show would ever bring to me, I think, at this point in my life. And I didn't know that until I did it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Do you think you can have both? Can you do shows and still feel the same fulfillment from being mommy and just doing shows? Or do you think you have to give up shows?
Good question. I think that I could. Like, I didn't miss out on anything in Ravenna's life. So I know that I'm capable of doing it. I don't know if it's necessarily where I want to put a lot of my energy into, like, mm-hmm. over and over and over again. I think that I like to, like, explore different options, and I think it, like, I don't know what purpose they would serve to me any longer, other than, like, having fun. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy the sport, I enjoy the stage time, I like getting dolled up, like, I love meeting new people, and but I don't think that it's an absolute necessity in mm-hmm. my life. Like, I think that there's different avenues that shows can be a part of my life, but I don't necessarily have to step on stage. And but it's cool to know that I still can, mm-hmm. like that I still got it, and I never lost it, you know? Like, I think it's a possibility. I'm doing it now, mm-hmm. so. Yeah, I would love, like, I think that it'd be more fun for me to step on stage next to you. So, I think that would be, like, a really cool thing to be able to step on stage again and, like, have fun like that.
Because
mm-hmm. those are my those are happy places that I have my, like, past memories and stuff like that where I had fun with the people that clearly I made really good friendships with and connections with. And so it'd be cool to do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to someone about that. I really enjoyed being with friends. I tried not to collect people. At one point, I was helping out some other people backstage that I didn't know. And I was just helping them out. And Heather looked at me. She goes, stop collecting people. Like, I'm sorry, I can't help it. You know, it's like, I was like, I'm just mom or coach or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Can't take those hats off. They're stuck to my head forever.
Yeah.
So Worlds will be looking into that for you and then keeping track of that for you too. Cool. Any other things you want to add before you have to run out of here?
I think just to remind people that, and I have to remind myself this, but that it's okay to, like, change your mind on things or to want to go after something and want to do it just for you and then be like, no, just kidding. Like, just I think sometimes we don't go with that gut feeling, and I tend to not do that sometimes. Like, if I say something out loud, then I think that, okay, I gotta do it. But there is this, like, gut, heart feeling inside that with anything that you do in your life, you feel, and you should probably listen to it. And then be okay with, like, listening to it and be confident in the decision that you make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely instincts, and I mean, hell, how many times do you flip a coin and you want it to be heads, or like you do pick a hand and you're like left, and you pick left, and you're like, no, I really want it right. Just kidding, I just want right.
Yeah. How do cool. you feel after the show?
I feel fine. I don't have post-show blues because same thing as going or during and everything else is I have other shit to worry about, like Belle. So this was a little different too because it was my first NPC show, which was really different. I was really different the whole day. I was very low energy, like my humming was like to, you know, lower than my normal like squirrel hump energy.
Yeah.
I was very much more, even Heather looked at me one point and was like, who are you? Are you okay? Like, no, I'm just sitting, I'm just relaxing. And she's like, I don't think I've ever seen you sit and just do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I got nothing else to do right now. But I think I said this in the things that I'll post about later about my rambles. I was definitely wearing Picasso glasses. And maybe I still kind of am. Like, I didn't think, even to this, like, looking at pictures was a little hard. I didn't think I looked good. I didn't think I looked as good. Like, you text me, you're like, you won that class. I was like, no, I don't think I did. And you're like, no, I didn't think you did. And I was like, I know I placed top four because they kicked me off stage early, which was weird, but but I didn't think going in, like I was standing backstage and our class, my class was the biggest class of the show. And I was looking at all the girls being like, oh, there's a lot of girls in this class. And just knowing NPC and how sometimes your stage time is so little. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I think I said this to you, like, am I good? Like to,
yeah.
Like just kind of pet yourself, or like, is this what it's supposed to look like now? Like I don't know. And it wasn't like it was way far off of what it used to look like, right? Like
yeah.
But in my head, it sure did look different. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's that one pose, and I was always doubting that one pose in the first place, that more side pose than my traditional forward pose.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of why it was a little different for me and my vision still. Like, even looking at the pictures, I have to, like, give myself a day to look back at the pictures. Because if I look at them in real time, I'm like, no, I don't like that one. And if I look back at it the next day, I'm like, okay, that looks pretty decent.
Yeah,
like, I'm seeing the things that, like, I didn't like first before I see the things that look good. Which is just weird. It's a weird thing to have done well, and in my head I'm still not seeing that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's what I think I said in my little rant that I'll post later, is like, I need Danica to psychobabble me. I joke around about feeling, having that next, the girl next door persona in my head.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like that, just like intensified.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
When you were on stage, do you think it was different though? Like, did something turn on stage and you were like, all right, I got this?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I was nervous. Like, my lip was quivering. I definitely felt like I was, like, my first show. It was quivering like my first show, I felt. Like, I'm like, oh my God, they can see this moving. They can see my lip moving. But I felt awesome. It's like a rush. I definitely enjoy it. And that's, I think, also, yes, I love the time with the people, but I also love that, just enjoying being on stage, even though the stage time for NPC was very, very short comparatively of what I think I was on stage maybe for, I'd probably say maybe 5-10 minutes all day. So of 12 hours instead of being on stage for 20 minutes is like what we're used to having.
Right.
It was definitely weird and interesting. It felt cool to do it. It was, I got a little sappy with how many moms were like, thank you for showing us or doing this. And I'm like, well, that's kind of why I did it in a way, to prove it to myself in a way. But it wasn't, like, I knew I could get in shape. Like, that's not something I doubt myself with. I mean, you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it.
Right.
That's why I guess I'm a good, I'm very coachable. Let's just say that. Yeah. Yes. I'll just do what you say. It was kind of like a little deeper than just my body, but also like, you know, how I keep in the back of my head. It's like how Stella got her groove back, how Christy got her like Beyonce back, how just a little bit of all that was in on it.
Were you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I was shocked at myself. Yeah. It was like someone else was driving. It literally was just like, oh, okay, jump in and Christy, don't worry, show Christy's in control. And then like this Christy that's been a mom for about a year is just like, yeah, do you want me to shotgun? Do you want me to do, or do you want me to like shift? And then like you'll drive. Like I don't, it was really weird. It's still kind of like, almost seems like it didn't happen. You play second in a big class at an NPC show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You kicked ass.
I'm back in my Bears t-shirt and.
So what does the future hold for you?
There's a show that is kind of near and dear. It was my very first show, and it's actually going to be the very first pro show in Maine and maybe ever. In any organization, and it's the OCB Pine Tree. So I figured I'd do it. I mean, I got nothing else to lose or nothing else to, like there's no bad side of doing it for me.
Right.
So, and that's in April. So for me, I'll just reverse. So I guess I'm not a week, but almost like half a week. I'm up a pound, like from what my stage weight was. But again, I did legs yesterday, so who knows. And my food, I already started not eating enough. I need to like eat enough. That's my, always my problem is I'm like, oh, I missed a meal. Whatever. Doesn't matter right now, even though it still matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing is I'll kind of, I want to gain at least 7 pounds at least. Cause I'm too skinny. Like even these jeans, I'm like, these are like my skinny jeans. And like, hi, like I can fit like two hands in here, and like it would sit down wrong. My ass would really hurt because my bones were like hitting the seat, and I'm like, God, I remember that as a kid. That's not fun. So I just wanted to gain that 7 pounds, and then go maybe at the new year start a reverse for the 12. I mean, sorry, start a prep for 12 weeks. Which someone asked, would you rather do short or long again? I don't want to do long again.
Yeah.
Because I think that was more, it was almost harder, even though I knew why we were doing it. Like, we were just pushing the food up, which was kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
But because my weight wasn't going down like it normally was, I was like, okay, then is my body ready for this?
Right.
But then when we, you know, stepped it up a notch, it was. So.
Yeah. That's a cool plan.
Yeah. So, and it's a natural show. Oh, can we clarify something for people? Just because you do an NPC show does not mean you have to forfeit your pro status or any other status. The only reason you would have to forfeit your pro status in a natural league is if you won your IFBB. If you win your IFBB, then you sign a contract with it pretty much that you can't do any other organization. But if you're an amateur NPC, you can compete as a pro in any other league. You don't lose it. The only way you'll give up your pro card is if you decide not to be natural anymore.
Right.
Or do something on the banned substance list.
Right.
Because people just think it's just steroids or whatever. But if you stay natural, then you will be fine to do a pro show. Now, if you want to get nitty gritty, sometimes the judges of the NPC don't like to know that you're doing other leagues. And I say, are you fucking kidding me? If that's really what it's about, everyone can go pound sand because I'm not making any money in the NPC. I'm going to go make money in my natural organization and just make more money.
Right.
Honestly. Yeah. They all wear pink and tell us we can't sit with them on Wednesdays too. You can't sit with us. Jesus.
I love that.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to do before we wrap it up?
Oh, I think that's it. I think we can all do a psychobabble on you next time.
Yes.
I'll think about things.
Yeah, you can go through all your psycho. And don't tell me before, because I don't like to think about it.
I won't. I'll just say, surprise!
Surprise! Yes. Psychobabble for C. And I love it, because I love being psychobabble, because it makes me think, and then it, even if people call me out my shit, I'm like, you know what, you're right. That's kind of weird. That's kind of bullshitty. Or whatever. Or I don't know why I thought that. All right, anyway, you want to do one thing that you're thankful for?
I am so thankful that you were baptizing me. Because
guys.
That was, I've never, because I almost started crying. I was like, man, I'm missing my makeup. But when I saw you, I was like, oh my God, she's here. It's amazing. I was just so grateful and excited, and because you know me, and mm-hmm. you would just have to, you could just look at me,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, kind of read my eyes, or read my body language, and be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was so helpful, though, yeah.
I actually felt like I was a Danica at that show, because I was holding my tongue really well, I wasn't saying anything that I felt was feeling, and I probably shouldn't have said, I was like, mm-hmm, okay, as I was asking more questions, and being like,
yeah.
And then we won't talk about feedback, because I will go off and we'll talk about that after your worlds probably.
Yeah, let's talk about that way out.
Yeah. I didn't ask for feedback if anyone wants to know. I didn't ask for feedback. I didn't really care. I was just happy that I was, you know, placed. I was like, all right, thank you. See you later.
Goodbye.
I'm out of here. Make sure this isn't wrong. I'm thankful for... this is my favorite time of year. Can I just say that this is... I'm thankful for this, the start of the holiday season. I've already got the itch to want to do holiday things. Now, I don't skip Thanksgiving, because as we've talked about, that's my favorite holiday. So I like to, like, read Thanksgiving books with Belle. I want to decorate my house and Thanksgiving stuff now. And having that whole fall-esque feeling mm-hmm. is really cool.
I know, holidays are right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll wrap this up so that you can get going. All right, so you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at championchat360. And our Facebook forum is championchat360 forum. Alright, so we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Like I said before in the recording, that you were going to add my recordings that I did before my show and the day after on the way to Danica's show, so we'll hope you like it.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, November 3rd, the day before my first show back after Baby Bell. This has been a little bit different. I normally don't work out on Friday. But today I did a little bit of a walking, which I normally do. I would go walk around somewhere. If I was at a show that was far away, I'd go find a mall or something. Whatever. But today I walked on the treadmill and I did a quote unquote pump session of upper body. That was the scheduled day that I normally do on Fridays. But just get a little bit more, because I feel like I could always be better in my shoulders. Booty, look good. Shoulders, get a little bigger. One of the things about being long-limbed and a spider baby, or a spider monkey as I was called through my whole childhood, and still my husband calls me to this day, is that long limbs, muscles don't look exactly the same as if you had short muscle bellies. That's because it works in my favor in my legs. So, what's my feels? What's everything? First off, I am in the car, so if you hear some background noise like this, that was Baby Bell crying. The humming of the car. I will be drinking my coffee as well. How do I feel? I feel pretty good. She does not feel good, clearly, because she is crying. She's ready for a nap, but I feel pretty good. Today I hit a lower weight than ever, so lowest than my Yorton Cup win, and lower than I was the day before by 2 pounds almost, which was crazy. So, what does that mean? Nothing really, to be honest. At this point, it doesn't really matter your weight. It just matters what you look like. And that's one thing that when you get on stage, it does not matter what your weight is. No one's going to be like, okay, you didn't make this X weight class for this show. You can't get on. For competitions like this, there is no weight classes, pardon me. There is only height classes. The weight is just always a way to map your progress, which is nice. I will be getting all kinds of stuff ready today. I've got to make my pee cups. So for those of you who have never done a show before, pee cups are exactly what they sound like. They are cups that you pee with because you don't want to mess up your tan. So the way that I do them is I cut the bottom out of a Dixie cup. So one that you probably would have in like a bathroom, but not the just the little ones with the mouthwash, a little bit bigger. The mouthwash ones could still probably spray your legs a little. So doing the ones with a little bit bigger and cut the bottoms out of those and have those for tonight because I'm doing my first layers of tan tonight. And then tomorrow, all day tomorrow, I don't like to go to the bathroom a whole lot during the day. I try to not drink a lot of water just because I don't want to go to the bathroom because you have to reset your suit. Chances of peeing on yourself, splashing on yourself, it's just a hassle. So I'd rather not drink any water or drink very little water. The only water that I need to look full enough, basically, is the way that I'm going to walk that line of water hydration. I got my food made for tomorrow. For me, I love red meat. So I usually eat red meat the day of a show. And a little bit of chicken. Those are a couple of the meals that I have. I will bring three. I'm not really a good person that eats well on show day. I just get sidetracked and I get kind of talking to people and everything else, and I'm not really good at sticking to a schedule on show day. Some people get nervous. I just don't end up having a want to eat. This might be a little different because I won't be going on until later in the day, so maybe I will want to eat a little bit more in the morning, so we will see about that. Get some snacks, so things to help pump up with, and that can vary for everyone. Some people just do rice cakes, some people do honey and rice cakes, peanut butter, some people do candies, some people like cookies. My go-to usually is a little piece of chocolate bar, peanut butter or rice cakes. I do salt my food for the day of the show. My meals are salted, and I can bring little packets of salt if needed, but probably won't need it, because what we do is we don't change any of our salt. We keep it to what we normally would do, and I normally only salt two of my meals a day, which is much better than I used to do, because I'm not really a condiment person. I've slowly, as I've aged, got into more of a condiment, believe it or not. And this is my go-to, which is not always prep-friendly. And this is, again, not always on prep either, is mayonnaise, real mayonnaise, not mayo, mayonnaise, with hot sauce. So it's a chipotle mayo is always what I want to lean to. Not a big ketchup fan, not a big mustard fan, but on show preps, that's usually how go to mustard, like a spicy mustard, or just regular hot sauce. I like chipotle hot sauce a little bit more. I don't know why. I don't really like the just straight Frank's red hot sauce, but a lot of things to do today, but not a lot of, it's kind of a day of solitude, getting things in and stuff, and kind of getting your mind right. I guess my mind right is just letting the squirrel go rapid, because this is all the thoughts that normally would be in my head as I drive, but now I am driving and talking to you guys. Today, later today, we will be doing my tan, like I said. Heather will be doing my tan for me. This time we're doing liquid sun rays, which is a little bit darker. We like the look of it. Heather has used it in her past shows. So that one, we like the look of it. We have used Dream Tan and Pro Tan before in the past. The Dream Tan just has a wet look to it, so we're kind of moving away from those. If you can afford it, do the show prep, do the show tan. But this show was, it charged on layer, on how many coats you need. And I forever always need more coats, than the normal person, because I am so pale. Where I have been in there for 5 coats the first night, usually. Like, usually, like, 4 coats, and then they'll do another one on me. Obviously, touch up in the morning. But I definitely usually need more coats, and I could not afford each layer of coat. So, that's why we're doing this one. What else am I going to be packing? I pack a sewing kit, just in case. My suit is on the verge of being too big, where I might need to sew it, but I'm not sure yet. I'm going to put it on a little bit later tonight after my tan and do some posing and take some pictures for Andrew and see how I feel and what I think about it, because that will probably be closer to what it'll be like on show day, considering the show is later in the afternoon. Water. We're going to bring my water down just a little bit tonight. Normally, I've done it all, to be honest. I've done really cut the water, so only 40 ounces. I've done not cutting water at all, so any of this gamut, I have not noticed a huge difference in my body. So that is something that we're just going to bring down just a tiny bit less than normal. I usually drink a little more than a gallon, probably a gallon and a half a day. So I'm a little person, but yeah, thirsty, y'all. I'm a thirsty girl. I'm Belle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I drink so much caffeine. Then tomorrow we'll be driving down tomorrow morning. Heather and I and a client, Christina, and we will get there early, and I will probably update you all on that tomorrow. So that's my rambles for right now, and I will probably edit some of this out, but we have some pretty cool stuff coming to you this weekend. It's a big weekend for Champion Chat. So I can't wait to post this all for you. Hope you guys have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Good morning. I am checking in on you, checking in with you. This is the day after my show. Yesterday I was a mix of tired and focused and busy putting tan, hair, and makeup and all that good stuff on. So I thought, why not talk to you a little bit now about what happened yesterday, since I'm in the car for another hour or so by myself. I promise I won't talk for the whole hour. You never know. Maybe you're lucky enough to get that. But I'm actually on my way to see my client's show for the WNBF. She is a competing today and a special someone. And, you know, you'll find out in a little bit who that special someone is. But we are on our way down. Well, we as in me. I am by myself, so I said that. But so let's talk about my day yesterday. I woke up because we did not stay. I think I said that in the first clip. We did not stay down in Boston because we don't live that far from Boston. So Heather Bowery and my other client, who just came to watch, headed down to the show. I was up at 4:30. We got to Heather's. We're on the road by 7-ish. Got there pretty early. Got there on time. We didn't have to wait too long for the check-in. The difference between NPC and some other shows is that some shows, like our Natural League that we normally compete in, we would check in the night before, and we would just kind of go into the show on show day. At this show, you check in the morning, and then the show starts at 10. Check-in was at 8. It was actually really well run. I really always admired NPC because they kind of, first off, they have people on stage showing you where to go, which is always really helpful. And they have a lot of people backstage that are the expediters are very kind, diligent, and they keep you in line. They're friendly. They're all very friendly. I've got to experience all the same people just being a coach backstage for a couple of my clients in the past and being there for Heather last year. It was really cool, and they're really great people. The show itself, so we did not go on. They did all the men first. We didn't go on until probably like 2 or 3-ish. So we had all morning because we were there at 8 to get ready. So we slowly got ready, makeup, tan. We did my tan because Heather's got a little green, so she ended up getting a tan from the people there. Now, this tanning was a little bit different. Everyone does it a little different. They do by layers, so they priced it out per layer. I'm sure if you had to get X amount of layers, you would end up getting
a discount, but she got one layer just to fix her greenness, and then they also gave her like a cover to go on stage. So they did a tan layer, and then they did a touch up and a glaze and a bite. So she got a lot for what she paid for. And then for the night show, they did the same thing. They touched up her tan, gave her a glaze, and went on. I did just my own tan slash. She helped me put it on with liquid sun rays is what we used. Looked pretty good. It did kind of start to look a little bit more green than I would have thought and what it looked like in the past. I don't know if maybe I needed a new sponge for the second day. The sponge is what you applicated with. That's what I probably would try. But I did like the color. I like the, it was more of a red than some of the other colors were like yellowy on me. But it did turn slightly green. So it wasn't the best, but I did like the product overall. I probably will send a review or ask that question to the people, Liquid Sunrays, just to see what we could do differently. Just because it is a lot cheaper. But a tip that I will give you guys, if you guys have a problem like that, is absolutely talk to the tanning people. They may help you at a show like they did with Heather, where Heather was pretty green and she was never green with this product before, but we didn't know if it was just a bad batch or if it was too old because she didn't buy a new one. This was from last year, or if it was her sponge or what it was. It could be a lot of factors. It could be her actual body chemistry too. Your pH can send your tan off. That's why they have you one of the reasons why they have you exfoliate and why they have a pretty strict exfoliation guideline for some of the companies. Like you can't have any oils or any red dye. You can't wear red. My suit also kind of was taking my tan off, which was interesting. Maybe it's because it was a red suit. I don't know. Or it was because it was sequins. But anyway, I'm kind of slowly digressing here. But that's what you do when you talk to yourself. Always have your tan stuff kind of on check, because that can be a big thing to help you place higher or lower. For me, every time I don't have it on point, that is the biggest thing that usually is separating me from winning or not winning. Andrew was pretty like hesitant about me doing my own tan, and he said he really doesn't want me ever do my own tan again, but you know, it's one of those things you can save your bottles. If you live in Maine or wherever, you can return bottles and just save up for a tan for the show. Or you can do, like, NPC show, you could do the Pro Tan on a bottle, which is pretty cheap online. Do your first few layers and just do one layer at the show, kind of like Heather did. But you can always contact them and see what they want you to do. Other shows, they just do as many layers as you need to with the product and don't pay per coat, which is nice. But again, it's about $150 on average you'll get for a tan, and you know, everyone's different, but that's one part of it. So I am not a fancy person. If you've seen my Instagram, if you've seen, I don't know, anything, I guess, about me, is I don't wear a lot of makeup. I wear mascara. I do put a little bit of contouring a little bit, like under my eyes and my cheekbones when I need them, a little bit of blush, and then bronzer just to kind of make it so it doesn't look like I am just cakey. So that's when I'm like fancy. Mascara, I think I said that, right? Well, this was fancy. Eyeshadow, everything. Dark makeup. I learned by watching YouTube. Like, who teaches you how to do makeup? I think I've talked about this in the past, but I watched my mom do makeup, and I don't know if anyone is in the age range that I am or have parents who were in the age range where my mom was, but she had the CoverGirl that was the liquid that you kind of poured onto your finger and then you put on your face for the liquid foundation, and she would do the foundation. Then she had the CoverGirl compact that you like had that sponge and she just used that sponge that was in it, or like little pad, I don't know if you would even call it a sponge, but and she'd do that, and then she did eyeliner and maybe mascara, but that's usually the extent of my mom's makeup. Maybe a little lip gloss and lipstick if she was feeling fierce, but she never taught me. So in high school, like, pretty much that's all I did. If I did wear makeup, trying to be fancy, I think I might have branched out and wore some blue eyeshadow because that was cool in the 90s. But sometimes I still wear some blue mask. I'm blue eyeshadow because, you know, it's cool to wear fun colors again. Anyway, I usually wear blue. I usually wear purple if I do wear purple with a little bit of a shimmer in the eyes. But some people say we're getting too old to wear shimmer, but boo. So, I love blush. Put a little blush on. I think blush is one of my favorite things to put on. It just makes me feel alive and not so pale and, I don't know, healthy. So that was my favorite thing to do. Put my hair just straight. I have done it curly in the past, and it looked like I was, like, a southern debutante from the 80s. It was just big and wavy. It was not, like, that nice Victoria's Secret wave sexy thing. So just straighten it, so that was easy. We didn't do any of it before because we had so much time. So we ended up getting to the venue early to get a good spot so that we had good mirrored makeup, plugs, and everything. If you're going to go to a show, one of the cool things you can do is bring a power strip. Because there might be one or two plugs in the whole area. But if you bring a power strip, not only are you going to get everything you need, but you're going to make some great friends. That's just a tip. So we got ready. We hung out. It went relatively faster. The time went faster than I thought. But there was a time where I sat and just sat. And that's not normally what I do, but I think normally it's because we're on stage faster. And actually, Heather questioned, she's like, are you okay? You're really quiet. Like, you're not your peppy self. And for me, I've been trying to think about what that was, why I was quiet. I was doing a lot of internal thinking. Like, one of the things I think I've said before in the past is I really try to run through in my brain what I want to happen on stage. So we call it manifesting. If you're a hippie, it's like meditation for a minute for manifesting. If you're someone who's not, you just think I'm crazy. But I do. I like to run through what it looks like from my point of view out onto into the crowd. So in my body, looking out at the crowd, going through my poses, seeing the judges, feeling myself on stage. But then I also sometimes switch it and do it what I look like from the judge's point of view, seeing myself on stage and just seeing myself hit every pose perfectly and everything that I want to happen. So that's one thing that I just kind of sat and did and relaxed. I didn't do a lot of Instagramming or anything like that during the day because I, one, my phone, I was playing music for everyone because it was so quiet in there if you didn't. And two, the reception wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. It was actually better than I'd probably seen it in the past, but I just kind of, I was trying to be as present as possible and not just posting. I don't know, it was nice. It was, so normally I'm used to this in the shows I've done. All the girls get together and they all line up and they all go on stage together in one line. In the NPC, at this show especially, I don't know if they do it in all shows, but I'm going to guess so. I'm going to assume, which I shouldn't assume because you know what that means. There's different classes. There's a junior in this league, which was, I believe, 21 and under or 20 and under. Don't quote me on that, but there was a girl that was on Andrew's team who was 18. I think she was the youngest girl there, to be honest. So the juniors go first for our bikini, and then it was the novice. So novice are people who have never placed in a open or really are just new to it. That's basically the way to think of how a novice is. If you are someone who's never done a show, I highly recommend you do a novice if they don't have debut, because most NPC shows won't have debut, but some natural shows will. They're kind of the same class, if you can say. I did not do novice because I went back and forth with internally. I was a quote-unquote novice to NPC, but I didn't think it was fair for me to do novice because I wasn't a novice bikini competitor, even though in my head, NPC is kind of like the big, it's like the ocean. So maybe I hang out in like a lake, like I'm a big fish in a small pond kind of idea for winning the York Cup and winning a pro show and another organization, especially a natural one. I felt like going into the NPC, I was just a small fish in the ocean. But I was a fish that had like super fins, because I knew how to move through the water fast. So I didn't feel it would be fair to anyone else. And it just, I've seen someone get screwed over who was a pro in another league who came into a amateur league. Actually, a good friend of mine was screwed over from winning her pro card when this girl was a natural, a world champion in another pro organization that was natural. And she won first place, so she kind of like took the pro card away from my friend who ended up placing second. Now, if that girl would have stayed pro, because she is a pro, if you're a natural, you're pretty much a pro in every natural league. This was before the split of the leagues, and it wasn't as easy just to cross over. And I get what that pro was saying. She was saying she wanted to earn it. She wanted to go through the ranks of it in this same league. But it kind of, you know, she was a world champion in a similar pro league. So it just kind of was shitty. So that's how I kind of felt with it. That, you know, you don't get anything except for a trophy, but I still wanted some other girl to have an opportunity. Again, I'm assuming that I would have done well in it, and that could have not been the case, but I'm glad that I just didn't do novice. So then I did the open. So the way they do this is if you went on for junior or novice, you then just walk across the stage and you stand in line. And the girls who have not gone on stage yet will go out and do a front and back pose pretty much. So you get a front, transition, back pose, come back to the front, hit your pose, and then just slowly walk off just to kind of get your composure in that back to the front pose. And then you walk off to the side. And then what they do then is they take out 5 to 6 girls at a time in a row, and they'll look at you in a comparison, and then they'll put you off to the side, and then they'll do the next. So my class was Class C. It was huge. So I definitely think the national average for an average female in America is between 5'3 and 5'4, because we were by far the largest class. We had, I want to say, close to 30 girls in my class, and it was a really good class. I had my girlfriend Heather Mary with me. There were some other really good pros from other natural leagues that were in our class. And there were just some great girls, period. Some of the winners of the other classes were in our class. So the one who won Masters was in our class. I think a girl who did Novice one was in our class. I don't know about that, so I can't really confirm that. But it was a nice big class. And it was really fast. So I'm used to being on stage for probably, I think I've been on stage for as long as 25 minutes for comparisons and stuff. This was very quick. So the way that they do it in this show for NPC is with first callouts, they call out about top 6 girls. And I was one of those girls that got called out, which was, first off, right there, I was like, that's awesome. So either I was going to be in the top 6 or top 10 of the girls, potentially. I was pretty excited about that. And then they started moving us around, and they got me towards the center. Now, in this league, that's a big deal for most people. It does not mean you win first, but towards the center usually means that you're being compared to other people, or they're being compared to you, and they really think that you look the best because normally the lighting's best in the center, yada, yada, yada. But the thing that is kind of neat in this league is what they do is once they're done judging you, they dismiss you. So they dismiss usually the best ones first. So the first, second, third, fourth in our group was called off or dismissed from the stage. And I was in the top 4. And I was, I just get a little sappy again, but I was kind of sappy. I got kind of like, oh my gosh, my nose, my life, like this is happening. I worked really hard to get back to this point of feeling stage ready. So this is where I kind of will get more into this maybe when Danica and I talk about the experience, but it was really cool to go through the whole thing and be a new person and then be able to be on par with maybe a piece of who you were in the past, which was really neat. It doesn't define me. It is very awesome to be recognized when you work really hard, and every girl works really hard. So that's the shitty thing about it, is that only 5 girls get the place. You never know who those 5 girls are going to be in your class, and you don't know who you're going up against. You could have, like, a brick house team. You could have the best, you could have, like, the Patriots of the bikini world. You could have the Patriots as the bikini girls in the lineup in your class, and you're like, well, shit, there's this best team in the league right there, all in my class. It just makes it a little bit, it's just like that proverbial icing on the cake that you can't eat when you're in prep. It was really cool. Afterwards, I just kind of was in awe, to be honest. I was a little shocked, a little disbelief. But Andrew's like, oh yeah, you won that class. I was like, I don't know if I won that class. I definitely did not have a sense of cockiness or a sense of like, I don't think I'm ever cocky, to be honest, but I actually am probably a little bit too humble when it comes to this stuff. Like, I didn't think I was going to win, and I didn't end up winning, by the way. I ended up coming in second, which was still awesome. And I almost, one thing that I think I'm going to really want to talk with Danica about is, I almost didn't know what I was working with, because, and this is going to sound kind of weird and sad, but we always talk about the Picasso glasses on this and how we see ourselves, but I don't ever really see myself, and it's not a body dysmorphia thing where I don't like to see myself. I'm always going through life and so busy that I'm not stopping to appreciate the hard work I did in that moment. When I work out, I wear lots of layers, and you know, I every once in a while I'm like, oh hey, that looks good. Oh yeah, I can't see my butt, so I don't really see it, but in progress pictures I see it. I'm just like taking the pictures because I have to for Andrew. I'm not like, oh, look at that this week, unless I, you know, for some reason feel negative and I need to like look at it. That is, and that's not a cool thing to do, right? That's, I should be taking like, yay, good job, here's your 5 minutes of good job, Christy, here's your little pat on the back, you did this. And I'm not doing it, like, I don't, I guess I'm just going through the motions. It's kind of hard to describe. Like, I think maybe I don't have enough almost confidence in myself, is I think what it kind of comes down to, where I just don't give myself that room to be like, good job, you did this, or you are this good, or whatever. It's a really weird thing. And one of the things that Andrew said to me was like, no, Christy, you look great. And in my head, I was like, do I though? I don't know. I don't really know what I look like. And I don't know if it's because I'm kind of out of the loop with it. I'm not so in tuned with that world anymore of looking at myself all the time. And that is no knock on anyone who is about what they look like at all. It's just, this is just my story. So please don't take any offense or anything, but this is just how I feel and how I'm going through life. Is and it sucks in some ways too, is I don't take enough time to let the diva out. I'm just mom, and I feel like a lot of moms get stuck in this route, and I completely understand why. And it's not on purpose, it just happens where I'm just in mom clothes. In the house, I wear baggy pants. Like, I wear comfy, fleecy pants. And a big shirt. That was Mike's, and Mike is a large man, and I'm a small female, and I don't need to wear such a big shirt. And I don't understand sometimes why I do it. If anyone wants to cycle battle me, and I'm sure Danica will cycle battle me when we do our kind of wrap up with each other and talk a little bit more about it, I'll let her psycho babble me about maybe why I do this. But I think what I guess I can kind of wrap this up of what did I learn from this show is I need to realize that I've got some stuff I'm working with here, and then I'm okay to say that and do that. And I'm always leaning on being funny. Like, that's my, we've talked about this a long time ago, my defense mechanism is being funny. And I just always see myself as the girl next door, which we've talked about so much before, where I don't allow myself to be that shining star sometimes. But it's weird, because I'm also a quote-unquote only child, which I should want to be this shining star all the time, right? Anyway, that's my rambles. I can't wait to see the girls on stage today. I'm so excited that my show was yesterday and that this show is today, so I had the opportunity to go down and do this. I will be checking in with you guys later, and we'll be adding this all together. I really hope you guys have a good time. If you guys have questions for us, always send it to us. Or if you guys have, like, just cycle babble rambles that you do, like me, because this is me in a car. This is, like, comedians in the car. This is Christy's Gemini Mind squirrel in a car by herself. All right, so you ladies have a great day. I will talk to you soon.